MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
North Shore Today for Monday, November 25, 2024, is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Gloucester educator strike is over. Still no school in Beverly and Marblehead. Sunny, windy today, high near 50. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 7.05 p.m. Ethan Foreman is reporting in the Gloucester Times. The end of the 15-day educator strike Friday was greeted with a mix of excitement, exhaustion, coupled with relief by Gloucester educators, city and school officials, with a tentative agreement reached about 4 that morning. The strike's end means roughly 2,800 students are returning to class today after schools were closed for 10 days starting November 8. Make that 10 school days starting November 8. About 400 teachers and paraprofessionals took to the picket lines calling for a living wage for paraprofessionals, wage increases for teachers, and paid family leave, among other demands. Meanwhile, Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, the Beverly teachers' strike continued into its 18th day. As the two sides said late Sunday, they could not come to an agreement. There were signs of progress over the weekend after the two sides agreed to meet face-to-face for the first time since mediation began 3 weeks ago. Beverly Teachers Association co-president Andrea Sherman said she hoped that the face-to-face meetings moved the needle in the right direction. And Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News, there is still no contract in Marblehead as of Sunday night, and school is called off for today for the 11th day. Teachers said during a Sunday press conference some progress had been made during mediation with the school committee that day, but there was still no contract and no major movement on stalled proposals. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Salem News is reporting that Shannon B. Donnelly, a former North Shore Technical High School teacher and longtime educator and administrator, has been named the next assistant superintendent and principal at Essex Technical High School. Donnelly, whose appointment will become effective on July 1, 2025, has more than 25 years of experience in education, including 15 in the district. She was also an assistant principal, admissions coordinator, interim principal, and principal since the merger of Essex Agricultural and North Shore Technical Schools. Sean Sullivan's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. Newburyport Mayor Sean Ridden is expected to present his recently signed development agreement with Port Plaza owner Richard Kaplan to the 11-member City Council tonight, an important step towards building a 212-unit affordable housing development where a vacant Kmart now stands. The agreement has raised some eyebrows on the council, especially at-large Councillor Connie Preston, who questioned the fairness of the Water and Sewer Commission's decision to sidestep a $1.5 million water and sewer betterment fee to help seal the deal with Kaplan. And on his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Mayor Reardon shared some of his thoughts on Thanksgiving week.
First, on Tuesday, there is the Rotary Club of Newburyport and Amesbury put on a luncheon between the Amesbury and Newburyport football teams. This year it's in Newburyport, so the city is hosting the luncheon. It's going to be at the Elks Hall. It's a fun day. They do a lot of fun things at the meeting. Mayor Gove and I get a chance to speak, and we usually talk a lot about the history of this game. It's the 101st game this year. Last year was the 100th game. So that's pretty cool. I mean, talk about, history and you know, football and a Newburyport. I mean, the 101st time that these two teams have played is pretty cool. At the game, I'll go to the game on Thursday. I get to do the coin toss, I think, this year, and we're going to kind of honor last year's team that had a big win over at Amesbury. So that should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a little chilly that day, but it's going to be great that we're here in Newburyport. And then for Thanksgiving, I go to my sister-in-law's, who grew up here in Newburyport but now lives in Beverly. and we have a big crowd. My father-in-law has a big family from Fall River area that comes up. We have some people out in, you know, around the Westford area that come. So, and it's about 30, 35 people there. So it is a big crowd, and it's a lot of fun because we don't get to see that family very often. And then the rest of the time, my side of the family will be in town at that time too. So I'll get to see them throughout the weekend on Friday. Oh, and one thing I didn't forget to mention is I get to go to Color Day on Wednesday too. A lot of people don't know what Color Day is. It's as old as the game that's played on Thursday, right? So Color Day is the big pep rally at the high school for the Thanksgiving game. And the freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior class all compete against each other. And they're competing for this Clipper jug that is awarded to the winners of Color Day. And each class does something. Some do a song, some do a skit, some do a video, others do a chant, so a poster parade. I mean, that's what it was when I was there. But there's all these little things that the classes compete against each other, and it's pretty fun. They usually call me up on stage, and I try to get everyone riled up. But it's pretty cool. So I look forward to that, too. But it's just a fun, fun week.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his Mayor's Corner podcast. In sports, the Masconomet girls soccer team captured the MIAA Division II state title on Saturday. In its 5-0 win over Duxbury, Amanda Schneider scored 3 goals. The Chieftains finished their unbeaten season at 22-0-1. Hamilton Wenham girls soccer fell in the D4 state final 2-0 to Sutton. And in boys soccer, Linfield also fell in the state finals. In weekend football, St. John's Prep and Swampscott both lost in MIAA semifinal matchups. The Prep lost to Needham 22-14 in D1, and the Big Blue fell to Fairhaven 42-13 in D6. In pro sports, the Celtics beat the Timberwolves yesterday 107-105. Bruins were off yesterday, return to action tomorrow when they host Vancouver. And the Patriots got clobbered in Miami yesterday 34-15. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.